Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you may or may not like this new cadence.
What are you doing?
Of The Florida Project.
This is terrible.
Michael definitely hates this.
He's going to edit you down where it sounds normal, and then I'm going to sound like an idiot for complaining.
I'm Jason. Across from me as well.
Hello.
And next to both of us is Michael.
Hey, champs.
Our producer, executive producer. Is there a higher level than executive producer? Studio head? Michael's the studio head.
Who's the executive producer?
I feel like the studio head has a negative connotation because Me Too and strikes. And so I don't want to be the studio head.
I'll be the studio head.
No, Bob Iger.
We're going to focus strikes on the podcast.
No, Will's not the studio head.
I would be the you Bob Chapek of studio heads.
You and I have executive producer credits, but we're the kind of executive producer credits that they give, like, the Broccoli family in the James Bond movies. Or
yeah. Barbara they give, still like, does things.
Huh?
Barbara still works.
That was the only thing the I daughter. Could think of.
I know, yeah.
It's like we're executive producer credits, like Michael J. Fox would have it in a Back to the Future remake.
Yeah.
And then there's a producer that does
the real work.
Do you think the broccoli is like broccoli?
I think that's the worst small topic we've ever come up with.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon saints get ad-free versions of the podcast and immediate access to our catalog of bonus podcasts, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Patreons at the $5 level get access to our exclusive TFP Slack channel, and at the $10 level, you receive access to the episodes before everybody else, called the Early Bird Special. I just made that phrase
Nobody
up.
Nobody calls it that.
I just made that up. There are over 400 additional shows for you to check out when you join us on Patreon. So sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today for even more of The Florida Project. In this episode of The Florida Project, we'll reboot a classic TFP segment, and then we'll spin the wheel and bring you the Carousel of Podcast. All that coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
Be sure to stop by and meet the inventor, the Timekeeper. He'd love to take the time to take you through time.
All right, welcome to Mickey's Time Machine, a reboot of the This Week in Disney History segment, where I didn't remember we did that 10 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, good. Was it good?
It was good.
Well, we're going to do it
I
again.
I think you guys found a better website than I had back then when I was doing it.
So, this is where we're going to jump in the Disney DeLorean to take a look back at days of Disney past. No.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
It's all about time travel.
You're doing two different things.
It's three different things. Days of Disney past.
Hasta la vista, baby. That's not, see, that's so
Get
different.
To the chopper.
That's a All right. So Michael suggested a year we go back to. So we're going to go back to 1994.
Ooh.
A lot happened in 94 and a lot more that I even cut out.
It was 2 years before the Atlanta Olympics.
Yeah.
30 years ago from now.
30 years ago from right now.
I think my parents got divorced that year.
Okay. Well, what do we put that under? I'll add that to miscellaneous.
Maybe 95.
The Braves won the World Series in 95, so we'll get to that later.
Oh, no. That was way... Never mind. My parents Thank have you. Been happily divorced for a while.
Okay. All right. So let's get to some Disney movies that were released. Starting off...
Oh, that's not what we were
talking about. No, that's not what we were going to talk about. Number one, it was a little... A little indie movie that they just put out in the summer called The Lion King. Turned out pretty well.
That was another one they did not expect it to do well. Like the other one we talked about.
How did that go through? Somebody watched it and go, man, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it was about lions. I don't. People in 1994.
And Michael Eisner's like
lions. Famously didn't like know. Lions.
Seems like MGM to me.
Can we get more fish ladies?
All right. Well, it was a really good movie.
It was.
So, you know.
Yeah. It spawned a successful Broadway adaptation and also successful. It made $1 billion, didn't it?
Live action.
Live action. Quote,
yeah. Live action.
Yeah.
Soulless, soul sucking.
No, eyes. That's the photorealistic one. There well, was a live action one.
What's the live? No, what's the live action?
It starred. Oh, who was it?
Danny DeVito. Kirsten Dunst.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Garfield.
This is none of this happened.
And who's the kid from Full House? Home Improvement?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas reprised his role as
How's he
Simba.
Doing these days? Anybody know?
Good as far as I know.
I have no
yeah,
idea.
I think he retired from acting to raise his family.
Good for him. Anyway, The Lion King was pretty good.
Yeah.
Film of a generation.
Film of a generation. Not as successful.
You shut your
mouth.
No,
let me tell you. This is what it said earlier today. But became a hit with fans. Not critically successful. How about that?
Okay.
D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
But no one cared because it was awesome.
It was so awesome. They went to the Olympics for kids.
The junior hockey something.
Yeah. Thing.
And they played Iceland.
That's where we learned that Iceland is green and Greenland is full of ice.
Mm-hmm. And
the knuckle puck.
It's not worth winning if you can't win big. Was in the first movie, yeah. But that's close enough.
Yeah.
It's really good. That had a Perry White from Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman in it. Mm-hmm. He was the evil coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I assume there were some other people. Oh, Foggy from
Foggy.
Daredevil mm-hmm. is in this.
Was it Eldon Henson?
Keenan Thompson?
Keenan. He was Knucklepuck, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And others. The Cowboy, I believe. See, I like that we're going to talk way more about D2, The Mighty Ducks, than we did The Lion King.
Yeah.
But everybody knows about The Lion King.
Did they do a photoreal version of D2, The Mighty Ducks?
Didn't need to. They did a failed one season of The Mighty Ducks on Disney+.
Plus.
Did two seasons, oh, but they lost Emilio.
So they lost Will as well.
Wheelio.
I'm not watching your season two of The Mighty Ducks if Emilio Estevez is not in it. It was like D3 without Emilio Estevez. Until the last few minutes.
Oh, yeah, that was
in
the private
school. He was in a cameo at the end. I'll just stop it.
Yeah.
It was terrible. The worst thing about that movie is he went to the NHL at the end of the second movie. No, the end of the first movie. And then at the end of the second movie, everything was fine. And then he quit the kids and became a lawyer again. I don't remember why.
He likes money.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, this actually made some money. Angels in the Outfield also came out.
I remember that.
I loved this movie more than you would think that I would love a movie about baseball.
It was lovely. It was, joyous. Speaking of time travel, Christopher Lloyd played the head angel in this.
Yeah.
And Danny Glover was too old for this stuff.
When will you get back together? When the Angels win the pennant?
Oh.
I wonder, maybe I had a crush on whoever the kid was in that. I was also a kid, to be clear.
Yeah. Okay. He was, God, who was that? Does that kid turn into anybody?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's why I liked him. Matthew McConaughey was in it.
Yeah, he was in it. And so Adrian Brody, I think, was in that movie, too.
I must be thinking of a different Disney baseball
Tony
movie.
Danza?
Tony Danza was the down-on-his-luck pitcher who needed help from the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end... Did the Angels help me? No, it was all you. Oh, my God. Because the Angels wouldn't help you in the playoffs because they just won't help you in the playoffs for some reason.
They have a complicated morality code.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that again.
It's a fun little film.
Put that on the What's Up With list.
Okay. It's done.
You didn't put it on there.
I don't have a list.
I feel like there's another Disney baseball movie that I was thinking of until you were describing the cast, and then I realized I was thinking of the wrong movie. Do you remember?
They also did the one with
Bad News Bears.
Nope, they did the one 20 years ago with what's his name? That was the high school teacher who became a pitcher,
rookie of the year.
Nope, that's not Disney either. I don't think. Anyway.
Air Bud.
The movie I was thinking of is A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
Ah, yes.
Is from that 1995. About baseball?
Yeah. He has his Little League uniform on, I believe, when he gets transported back to King Arthur's Court.
Okay. Time travel.
I never watched it, but that's as much as I know about it.
Okay. Well, good call of cutting out small topics from this
episode.
This is fun.
We also had, in the Christmas season, an instant classic, The Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Still going on.
Yeah. How many sequels? They had four or three?
Three sequels and then so a far. Show.
Well,
and then a show, right?
Yeah. Two. There was Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3, and then two seasons so far of the show. Yeah.
And maybe another movie?
I think so. I think there's a new one coming out.
Oh.
I think they're doing one to finish it up or something. I heard something vague about
something
that.
Something going to happen to him?
Well...
Somebody gonna push him off a roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a great year for Disney movies.
And there were others I cut out that were like, you know, Hollywood Pictures or whatever and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also a huge year in the theme parks. A lot going on. Epcot Center was renamed to just Epcot. And then they started doing the Epcot 94, Epcot 95, Epcot 96. And then I think they gave up on that, if I recall my history.
This was my favorite era of Epcot, the start of my favorite.
It is no longer an acronym.
Well, it's no longer an acronym, but I felt like that was more recent.
Well, no,
I feel like it stayed acronym Epcot for a long time, and then
until 94. It hadn't been an acronym since 94 because it was all capital letters, and in 94 it was capital E PCOT.
You're probably just thinking about all the people that refused to call Disney Springs Disney Springs because
I feel like we had a news article about it because I feel like I made the comment it doesn't stand for anything anymore.
Well, this is the first time the multiplane camera was used and CGI or something, but it's no longer at Epcot Center. It is just Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point they put the hand on there, but we'll talk about on Spaceship Earth, but we'll talk about that. Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin opened at Disneyland and is one of the only attractions I didn't ride this past January when we were there. That I had the opportunity to, but boy, that line stayed like an hour all the time.
It's very popular.
Yeah. But like,
what is
Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin? We went back there and rode their Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Oh, I hadn't screwed that up in a long time. 30 minute wait.
Didn't we not like Roger Rabbit?
It's not great.
I feel like that thing. Oh, yeah, the thing, it kept spinning. You had to, like, unspin it so you could see the story.
Well, you don't know which side to spin it to either. Yeah. I don't know where the story's coming. Yeah. What do you want me to... You tell me where I need to go. Yeah,
we were fighting that
was,
right?
Yeah, that was...
Because there's only... It's not like Buzz Lightyear where there's stuff on both sides all the time, right?
Yep.
So this is one of the reasons we didn't wait an hour to ride it when we were there.
All right, Disneyland is a kick it.
Oh.
Well, their Toontown might be a kick it. I got to be honest with you. If you have to kick a land out of Disneyland.
Honestly, any Toontown. Like, let's stop it with Toontown.
Well, there aren't many of them.
Well, let's stop it with them.
Well, they did.
Younger people like them.
Don't take their side.
I'm sure they do.
They like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Something I never saw. Food Rocks replaced Kitchen Cabaret at Epcot. Michael, can you tell me anything about Food Rocks?
I can tell you that I was instantly disappointed that it was no longer called Kitchen Cabaret.
Yeah.
Because I loved Cabaret started with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it was like Kitchen.
I remember as a child.
But it was the same show. It just had a different sponsor.
Yeah.
It was kind of like how Dream Flight kept changing, or If You Had Wings kept changing names, but it was essentially the same thing.
We had Kitchen Cabaret plastic placemats at the kitchen table.
Oh, cool.
When I was a child.
Veggie, fruit.
Veggie, fruit. So nothing about Food Rocks. Captain EO finally closed at Epcot after a long run. But I don't think Honey, I Shrunk the Kids opened back up yet. So it must have been later in the year.
Mm.
Yeah, I was glad that they brought Captain EO back.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't been to Disney World at this point. So
yeah, it was of the time. Interventions also opened at Epcot, replacing Communicore, which I have more memories of Interventions than I do Communicore, personally.
I think I do, too.
Yeah. They held the first Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival that year, so I didn't think it had been going on that long. So
I wonder what the inaugural topiaries were. Ask a cast member when you go.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game. Yeah. Nah, man.
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like.
Bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Okay. I'm not going to, just so you know.
Yeah, all right.
The Legend of the Lion King opened at Magic Kingdom. I assume where
Synergy. Because Lion King came out.
Thank you, Michael. I assume that's where PhilharMagic is.
That's
where
correct.
Yes. Yeah. What was it? Was it kind of puppets and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because by that time I was in high school age and we're riding Space Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain and all that stuff. Didn't have time for attractions like this.
I feel like it was a walkthrough too, kind of.
No, it was in the same theater. Like
you sat down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What we did have time for was Sunset Boulevard, along with a Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, opened at Disney's MGM Studios theme park. And that cool billboard that just closed last year or whatever, or 2 years ago, whenever it closed. Yeah. People were upset about it, which is stupid.
I love that.
It was fine. Whatever.
Keep it.
It's been 30 years. Take the billboard down.
Nah, keep it.
Pay attention to the road.
Still works.
Pay attention to the road. He's right.
At least until you get to the monorail section, you can look at the monorail.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, still there 30 years later.
Yeah.
Good job, Tower of Terror. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea closed at Magic Kingdom and then stayed that way for a long time. Yes. With a lovely little backdrop of the lagoon. And also, Spaceship Earth closed for refurbishment and then later in the year opened back up again with a new narrator, Jeremy Irons.
It was only closed for like 2 or 3 months, which was amazing to me.
I wonder what else they did besides, you know, change the tape.
Well, they changed the scenes at the end.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was all about fiber optics and communication over this world wide web of an internet.
Oh, this was AT&T too, wasn't it?
Yes.
At the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when we were, on a high school trip and they had that, that big giant phone, remember? Yeah. And the post show, and you could call long distance. So we called one of our friends and got the machine. Like, what? Come on.
They were screening their calls.
So we were all in that big, you know, booth thing. It was like, hey, I don't remember who it was. So it's blank and Will. And we're at Disney World.
We're in a big phone in Disney World.
It's hard to describe what's going on. Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway musical, opened.
Tale as old as time.
And then Disney also began releasing direct-to-video titles for the first time, which seems late.
I think Return to Jafar was the first one. Is that correct?
Yeah. I never saw it. I've never seen a direct-to-video.
Yeah, I remember liking the Aladdin sequels.
Yeah, I don't really remember them that well.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about them, except for I'm pretty sure I liked them.
I remember Toy Story 2 was supposed to be a direct-to-video sequel, and they changed it.
Yes. We had a pre-show meeting about this at dinner where I have concerns about Moana 2. But we'll talk about that later in the year. And now here's some stuff that happened on March 8th throughout the years. And March 8th is when we're recording. Just a couple of fun things I found. In 1985, United States President Ronald Reagan pays a visit to Epcot, escorted by Dick Nunes, president of Walt Disney World, and several hundred math and science students from Central Florida. He visited the American Experience attraction before making an afternoon speech at a podium located in the World Showcase Lagoon directly opposite of Spaceship Earth. He spoke of the promise of Epcot Center and what it meant to his friend Walt Disney and to the world, and rode in his limo around World Showcase. So there's that.
And we did a show about that.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody get kidnapped, the president, on a monorail? Nixon.
Yeah. Disneyland.
Yeah. Walt, let's do one more round, one more loop. All right. In 2008, Liza Hunter-Galvin won the inaugural Disney Princess Half Marathon at Epcot with a time of 1 hour, 18 minutes, 18 seconds.
Is that good?
I don't know. Yeah, no, that's good. It's way better than me, but I'll just say that.
Yeah, I feel like I took like 3 hours.
I also didn't know the Princess Run Disney Weekend had been going since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, the Oz the Great and Powerful opened, which has been largely forgotten.
It has.
This was the James Franco one?
Yeah. We don't talk about James Franco Kunis anymore.
Oh, is he canceled?
I think he was canceled. Yeah, he did some things.
Yeah, if he wasn't canceled, he was quietly canceled.
Yeah, I think it made more. Yeah, I don't. Either way, nobody's talking about James Franco anymore. Yeah. And in 2019, Captain Marvel was released to U.S. theaters.
Woohoo!
And that is our Mickey's Time Machine.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
That was a fun trip back in time.
Gotta get back in time.
Oh, are you a looper? I don't remember anything that happened in that movie. All right, today's topic is Carousel of Podcasts. For those of you who are new to the show, one of the early contenders, or one of the contenders for the title of this podcast was Carousel of Podcasts, but it didn't really make any sense because the podcast would, if it was a carousel, then the podcast would rotate every
whatever it sounded week, cool,
but it does not.
It sounded really cool.
We have repurposed the name for this, where we take a spinner or a carousel with podcast topics on it and we spin it and then we talk about them. Ready? Everybody get it? Will, do you understand?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. I'll do the first spin.
$1.
It has landed on wild card. So my wild card is pitch a podcast for the TFP network. So for me, I have an idea, and it is kind of the Keys to the Kingdom type of idea that there's a Matt Gourley podcast that's just talking to cast members. But I want a messy podcast with just gossipy stuff from behind the scenes at Disney World. So, and like, you know, you'll obviously get your guests behaving badly types of things. You'll get your, you know, what's going on in at Flamingo Crossing.
A lot. That's where all the college kids are now, right? Okay.
Stories. You get a lot of that. But I also want to hear just a petty, you know, Brenda is dating Brian.
She was late for her shift at the Tower of Terror.
And Darlene called out, but then we saw her at the thing, so she got terminated.
Oh, was she there with Brian?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. She got terminated, and Brian got dumped.
This would be the worst name-dropping episode of all time.
Who are these people?
I know. That's amazing. Know. That's what makes it so great, is who are these? They're just random people who work at Disney World.
Yeah.
Like, what are those tumble monkeys doing at Animal Kingdom?
Smoking.
Yeah, I want to know about it. Yeah. So that's my idea. I would love it. I just want to be in everybody's Disney business.
I'd listen to that. Yeah. I don't know how long I would listen to that.
Well, they'd be short episodes.
They better be.
Yeah.
Especially since I don't know Brenda. If you know these people, it's fine. It'd be very niche.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
All right. Anybody else want to pitch anything? Any burning ideas?
I think we could make a whole podcast out of, you know, we do the Disney Classic series. I think we could do a whole podcast of just like going through like everything they have on the Wonderful World of Disney or something like, if they had all those episodes, watch those week to week and see how the, God. I know you'd hate it.
But I would not be on that.
This is not
podcast.
For you. Not everything's for you.
Okay. I wouldn't even be a guest host if somebody was sick.
But you could podcast. Watch, you know, how Disneyland's being created, how things are changing, you know, that kind of stuff. It'd be really cool.
I like it. I would watch it or listen to it.
Thank you, Michael. You'd have to.
And I would watch it too, but
yeah, you'd have to be a big part of it though, I think, unless we hired someone
else. Yeah, it would be hosted by you and Will probably. Yeah.
Oh, we can do it after we do our scorekeepers episode.
Yeah. Is that what we're going to, is that your,
No, my podcast is going to be taking it each week. You take a different TV show and you compare the pilot episode to the series finale and talk about how different or similar they are.
Oh, that's good.
And I had some ideas for the name of the podcast.
Okay.
First impressions, lasting farewells.
Oh.
Mm.
And then a trick one to get other people to subscribe that think it's something else, from Genesis to Revelation.
Oh. Yeah.
Goodness. Okay.
All right.
I didn't have any names.
I didn't either. All right. Well,
yeah.
It's your spin.
Go. I mean, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
You love Star Wars.
I do. All right. So the, you know, those planned expansions at Animal Kingdom, Indiana Jones, Encanto, whatever else, right?
Yeah.
It was, or Coco. I don't know what, I keep forgetting what the new thing is besides Indiana Jones. What is it now?
It's currently Encanto.
Okay. That's not behind, Coco's behind Big Thunder, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly keep getting those mixed up in my head because they changed it.
Yeah, I'll probably keep changing it. So.
Well, anyway, they just changed it.
Oh.
It's all gone.
Okay. No,
they're flattening the whole area.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry. Like everything is just, and they're going to redo the whole thing, but it's Star Wars themed.
Okay.
It has to be Star Wars themed in Animal Kingdom. And then you might say, I don't think that fits very well, but what would you do and what's it going to have in there? I'll go first because I have a really great idea.
Okay.
It's the Ewok Village.
Oh.
So we have a whole land devoted to the original trilogy characters. You can keep in Universal in this one too, okay? But it's going to be original trilogy, which means that some other land will do the prequel trilogy too, if anybody wants that. I don't know. But whatever. But my big E-ticket attraction is going to be pretty much a clone of Rise of the Resistance, but original trilogy stuff. And you get transported from the Ewok village up to the fight at the Death Star 2 and help blow it up at the end.
Nice.
That's when you get put on your little, you're escaping from the Death Star. And as you escape, you help blow it up behind the Millennium Falcon and you're escaping like the end of the fight. And then just make it and then you go back down and then it's going to be great.
Oh, that's good.
I'm really excited about that ride. And then you could just use the same blueprints as we already have.
Okay.
Cause you landed the Death Star instead of a Star Destroyer or whatever.
Yep.
But I mean, we're talking like Darth Vader walk around. He went down to the Ewok village. Luke's there. Han's there. Everybody's there. You get your picture. Chewie's also there, but you know. Original trilogy.
Yoda's not there. Can we get a Force Ghost Yoda?
Yeah, absolutely.
And a Force Ghost Obi-Wan?
Who do you want? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You can have it all. That'd Rey awesome. Can come over there. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I want original trilogy characters and you don't have to be so strict about it either. And it's decorated for Christmas like it should be at Galaxy's Edge, by the way.
Life Day.
No, it's Christmas. But Life Day, fine.
If I may add to that.
Please.
So you could take a shuttle off of the Ewok village over to Coruscant.
Absolutely.
And visit the Imperial Zoo, which is a dark ride with all the like creatures from Star Wars. All those
crazy creatures.
Yeah. Like that thing that Luke lived in.
The Tauntaun?
Yeah. The Wontons.
Or even on the even on the Bad Batch. I think it was this week or last week. Why is there always a big monster? There's always a big monster.
Oh, and those cats that, what's his name's obsessed with? Yothel cats?
Loth cats.
Loth cats?
From Loth
Hall. They're so cute.
They are cute.
So
a menagerie of sorts.
Yeah.
Is it going to be where Conservation Station is now? Because you don't like that?
No, it's still going to be in the same area. We're not going to take an actual shuttle.
Huh?
It's all in the dinosaur area.
That's fine too.
You can build something else back there. This is over here at the front.
Do you want to add anything to it?
I can't think of one, so I'll set this one out.
All right. Michael, you're up. It has landed on parks.
All right. So I was thinking earlier about this Moana attraction that may or may not be coming to the Disney parks.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous Blue Sky concept that we saw had it at Animal Kingdom.
It should be.
I don't think it should be at Animal Kingdom.
I don't care where it is.
I think it would be a better fit at the Magic Kingdom. And so
yeah.
My topic is, where would you put it and what would it be?
I'd put it in Animal Kingdom. No, I already put Star Wars there. It's fine.
So I'll go first. I would put it in Adventureland.
Oh, that's a good one. Where? Yeah.
It would be behind Pirates of the Caribbean. So you know how like the Indiana Jones...
Outside the berm?
Outside the berm. But you'd have a really long queue like the Indiana Jones at Disneyland.
Does the berm really matter at Walt Disney World?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't... Is there a berm?
I don't know. There's been Disney World sprawl.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
But all right, outside the train tracks, you'd kind of enter it in between Pirates and Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Okay. What is it?
I think it'll be a nice dark ride that has some thrill elements.
What kind of thrill element?
I don't know.
Lava? Graffiti?
Something along the lines of like the Pirates drop. Like just something a little bit exciting, but it's the whole family can go on it.
12 stories.
Not 12 stories. That's too much. That's too many stories.
So what about you guys? What would you do?
Oh, look, I'll just, you know, I would love for there to be a real Moana attraction. No offense to the water fountain, but especially because Moana is awesome. If you want to do it like a Pirates of the Caribbean style, like dark ride, like, you know, a dark ride plus, you'd rather it be family style than like, say, Indiana Jones, even though it's kind of family, but not.
That'd be fine, too.
Are you thinking boat ride?
No. Oh. Because it would be in between two boat rides.
How about this? How about, may I? Yeah. The first half of it, not boat ride.
And then
you go down the thing and you land in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns into a boat ride.
A hybrid.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah. That's my thought. But it has to have some water in it because half the movie is on the water. And that was the whole point. See the line where the sky and the sea, something calls me. Yeah, that.
I saw a YouTube video about the same idea about putting a Moana attraction at the Magic Kingdom. And their idea was to use the technology of the Shanghai Pirates, where you have the boat ride, but the giant screens.
That's just magic. Yeah. I don't know how any of that works.
So I thought that would be good for Moana.
Even watching those ride videos makes me sick.
Yeah.
I don't know how, and I saw like that, the behind the attraction stuff on it. I still don't know how all that works. It's crazy. It's like the void, sort of.
The right? void.
That's not, not
oh, the void. Volume.
The volume.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
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 I would build an island of Montanui in the Seven Seas Lagoon. And you launch from, I don't know, who has access there? Jungle Cruise area? Can you get out
You'd
there?
You'd have to build a canal, but sure.
Okay.
You can do, they got that canal out there where the chicken water thing.
Water pageant.
That could connect to something, I bet.
You get there and you take those boats out. Those Moana boats. The ones she found in that cave.
You meant the jungle.
Ooh, maybe you get to it, you go into that cave and then you take a boat.
We don't
out
have
there.
To like paddle, do we?
No.
Okay, because no. I don't want to. All these people out there paddling at Disneyland and on those canoes and I don't.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Now the trick here though is when you get out there, it's just teaching you about island life.
Oh,
so like you're making baskets out of things and eating pineapples or whatever.
So the journey is better than the destination.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, that could be another name for my podcast.
And then at night,
it's closed.
At night, there's a giant phantasmic like show, but with
what are you watching?
Where that Tafiti monster comes and tries to get you, and then you have to.
Oh,
like,
that's got
to
be
solve
in
it.
That's got to be in your dark ride.
Yeah,
the big Tafiti monster.
So
that'll be the largest animatronic at Walt Disney World.
That's but also, the island's not that big.
Yeah, Jason, I don't think yours is going to happen. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm on board with Michael.
I got taken over by alligators.
I'm going to plus his up a little bit more.
All right, I'm up. Movies. So in this one, we're going to retool a Disney animated classic. So this is erase it from the archives and give it another go. So I'm going to do Wish.
Yeah. It needs a redo.
It needs, so I'm thinking, so who should we go with between the Lopez's for the music, Lin-Manuel Miranda or Pasek and Paul.
Who's that?
They did Greatest Showman.
Oh. Well, who did Wish?
And Evan Hansen, right? Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing.
Just some lady.
Just
some like pop singer. Who's like, just some pop singer. No background in musical theater or anything.
Okay, calm down.
Just saying.
All right. You know, the big shame of it is it was the big Disney 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And it really did fizzle. So much so that Michael didn't even love it.
Yep.
And he wanted
to. But I liked it.
Yeah, but you didn't love it.
No, I didn't.
Yep. And you love a lot of things.
Yeah.
That aren't that good.
What?
I'm not sure. So I'm going to go with Pasek and Paul. A proven voice, but they haven't done a Disney thing yet.
They have, actually.
Oh, did they? What do they do?
They've expanded lyrics on like some of the live action movies, like the Aladdin live action one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did that good
song. That song, Speechless.
Yeah.
All right.
So they have some connection with Disney, but they haven't done like a whole movie.
I mean, I think the biggest problem with Wish, besides the plot, was the music. Because the voice acting was great.
Yeah.
And the singing was also good, but the songs weren't that great.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we're keeping Chris Pine and we're keeping Ariana DeBose.
Can we keep the star?
And the star.
Okay. Everything else can be wiped off. Right? Then I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Let's do it. Let's try harder this time.
Yeah. Who can do a story? Who made a movie that was good that had a good story?
I mean, there are a lot of good movies. I mean, so I don't know who did the story for a lot of them, though. That's the thing. We get a lot
of writing. Well, that's fine.
We get a lot of writing credits for a lot of these things. I mean, you want it to be like,
you know, that John Krasinski's creative.
Yeah, but then there's going to be quiet monsters in it. I don't, that's all he does. And then every once in a while, Ariana DeBose is going to look at the camera and go,
True. All right. Well, we can't do story. Anybody else have anything you want to do to this thing?
Yeah, just make it good. That's really what I want.
I want a quest. We need a real quest.
She had a quest, didn't she? They went to that island for a few minutes.
It wasn't a quest, though. A quest was like, I don't know. It was like,
I don't even remember what the movie was.
It was like really taking a walk in the neighborhood.
What was her? What was, she wanted to give everybody their wishes back?
Yeah, she found out that Magnifico.
Well, first of all, change that name right off the bat.
I love the name.
No, I'm done with that name.
But
the goat can keep his name.
He was lying to everyone about the wishes.
No, he had a cool name. The name was not the issue.
Valentino.
Valentino. Yeah. Can someone be called Valentino? That's all I care about.
Yeah, sure.
The goat. Sure. Yeah, I think Wish is probably the one that we are all thinking of on this topic. I don't have a better one.
I thought about Snow White for a minute. Just because I saw you bought that new Lego set.
Oh, yeah.
And it came with that glass coffin. And that's creepy. And I don't want that. That's literally all I thought of when I saw that. I'm like, oh, I would change that out of Snow White.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you do to it, but you take out the death scene. She doesn't need to die and then get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
saying. That's the story of Snow White.
I don't like it. And also, we could redo Pinocchio too and make it a lot simpler.
Yeah.
And talk about the things everybody remembers from that movie. Just the fun, lighthearted stuff. And then the big whale.
Monstro.
So much plot.
Yeah.
All right. Will?
Yeah.
Disney Plus.
All right. This is a two-part question, or just whatever you want to answer. What would you like to see added to Disney Plus, either content-wise or app improvements, right off the bat?
I know what you guys want for app improvements.
Can be able to get rid of and continue watching.
Yes,
because that thing screws up every single time I watch something. Where to the point when I'm finished watching something, I go out to the main menu. While it's thinking about it for a second, I go, come on, just don't be on there to continue watching. Don't. Oh, it's still on there. Every show. Echo stayed on there for a month, and I could not get rid of it. And one day, it was just gone.
I found the best way to get rid of it is every time something shows up that they don't want, cancel your account and create a new one, so you get a blank slate.
Well, actually, that is one of the ways that people have said on, like, not that. Create a new profile. That's ridiculous, first of all, that you would have to do that. That is my biggest gripe with this app. And especially after this week, I read half of one title of an article where Bob Iger was saying they want to get the app to be, you know, more stable like Netflix's and be on par with Netflix's app, which never has any trouble, really. Like, it's been great for a long time.
Can you remove stuff from continue watching on Netflix?
On the web version, you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So at least you have the option somewhere to
do it. I mean, Disney Plus, it's not as glitchy as it used to be. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing you may not know, dear listener, is that Michael and Will are both very tidy people. So
like a clean list.
Yeah.
I love a clean list.
Like, they are not the people with the 1500 unread emails badge on their thing.
No. Yeah. If Jason hasn't finished a movie after a couple of days, I just delete it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does. Deletes the file. I remember, not even just remove it from the thing.
When we were going to Disneyland in 2016, like either before or after y'all did, it was Stuart and Chloe and the
was right after.
This bothered me so much. And Chloe, if you're listening, we were at the airport waiting, and I borrowed her phone for a second to look at something. I don't remember. Like, she showed me something. She had like 1500 unread emails in her inbox, like on the little, like the icon. I'm like, I didn't know what to say.
You should not look at my work computer.
I just can't. And every time if I go to Lisa's house and get on her Disney Plus, I mean, there's at least 50 continue watching. Oh, she's like, I started this. I didn't want to watch it anymore. But it's still there.
Yeah. Lisa watches, she starts most things. Like, she'll give anything a try. She don't care.
Anyway, that's my big improvement. I'm sure there's content stuff I'd like
continue
to add.
Continue watching as well.
But continue watching. Make that app tidier, honestly.
Yeah. I would add a TV show or a TV series or a streaming series based on Peter Pan. Using the an animated series.
Yeah.
They
haven't done
that? Or actually, no, a live action series. But
why not both?
Sure. Maybe one part of Neverland, they become animated.
All right,
anyway, it doesn't matter. But I want them to make better Peter Pan stories. I feel like there's a lot there.
There's plenty to mine from Peter Pan.
What I would like is, you know, we're in this golden age of television now. I'd like to see them take another swing at Once Upon a Time. I think it's a cool concept.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if you got like a serious showrunner and like good writers and good actors, and you could take the budget of a 23 episode season and condense it down into 10 episodes, you can keep it pithy and keep it going. Like, I think that type of show is perfect concept for TV nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see that. I think that would be cool.
And their first couple seasons were really good.
Yeah.
Or what about Kingdom Keepers? I feel like people like that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. That's the thing. So
that's the one where the kids are in the thing and they're.
It's where the everything thing comes park's to life alive. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good. I mean, yeah. Sure. Give it a try.
They do need something. You know, they've had quote serious like shows for Disney. I mean, for Marvel and Star Wars, they should do one for some sort of Disney property, like a Pirates or something.
Yeah.
You know, put some actual thought into it, like a real show, not like it's the Mighty Ducks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Percy Jackson's really good, but it's not like a Disney property.
The problem with that show is all I'll ever remember is that poor backdrop at the Run Disney race. Nobody was there. I don't care how good the show is. That's what I'll remember.
Yeah.
Do you want to stop? Shame.
No. No. I'm good.
Those cast members look sad.
Okay. Michael. Resorts.
All right. What's one change Disney could make to all their resorts? So like Value, Moderate, and Deluxe. Like one change for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That would make staying on property for non-DVC members even more enticing.
One change I would make right off the bat that would have the greatest impact on all of them. Let's invest in our toilet paper, people. You know?
Yeah.
You're there for a week. and wiping your butt with that sandpaper for a week. Come on. We can do better. Be best.
And let's be honest, we're not all eating that well when we're there.
No.
So I'm just saying.
You need it now more than ever.
Now more than ever.
Put a bidet in there.
Nah, now we're going crazy.
No, you put the bidets in that sneak out.
The bidets in. Concept.
The ones that sneak out from behind, you don't even see them. And then nice fluffy toilet paper. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Do you think that'll get more people to stay on property?
Well, who can say? I mean,
maybe it might would make me recommend staying on property more.
Yeah.
Because like, especially, so every time, and we haven't stayed in deluxes very often, but every time we've stayed in a deluxe, it boggles my mind that the toilet paper is the same.
It's the same.
Yeah. Paying $400, $500 a night and I got to wipe my butt with this.
You're getting $400, $500 and you're getting a good deal.
Well,
I mean, back, I'm just saying.
Back like, a long time ago when we stayed
well,
there.
Well, no, but still, like, even, I'm just, yeah, I agree with you. Again, I don't know, like, I don't know if this will bring more people in. I also have another answer. I don't think, I don't know if it'll bring more people in, but I would like to bring something back that we lost years ago. Being able to ship your packages that you buy in the parks, not just to the resort, to the room.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Which I only got to do that a couple of times, but boy, was it glorious. You get back at the end of the day and your stuff's, I bought this earlier today. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at that. There's my lightsaber. I don't have to carry around all day.
Yeah.
You know, just saying, it's huge. It was awesome. It was such a great perk. And now you can't, then they turn it into, you know, it'll get shipped to the gift shop. Well, that's pretty good. You know, now you can't even do the front of the park anymore like you used to. Make it easier for me to spend my money.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you doing?
I was thinking more monorails.
Okay. Yeah.
Like at all the resorts. I think that would get people to come.
Just actually more. No, you, Michael just wants more monorails on the one loop.
On the one loop. Yeah. They're just back to back.
And
they're like those
it's like a people
Minority
mover.
Report
it's just
cars.
Constant.
And we're in traffic again. All right. Doors are closing. And we'll be here for a minute.
We're here. We're holding for a half a dozen cars in front of monorails in front of us.
But now I think if they added more transportation options, because when they added the Skyliner, like now you have the Skyliner resorts, they instantly became more popular.
Absolutely. And more expensive.
Yes. So if they added a monorail to all the resorts and had like a big monorail system.
Yeah, we were trying to make it work a while back to get all more Skyliners. But boy, a monorail out to Animal Kingdom would make a lot of sense. Your highway in the sky.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, get new monorails.
How new?
Brand new.
Faster?
Sure.
Like those bullet higher trains?
Higher, too. Higher, further, faster.
Let's do it.
Two-level monorail.
Yeah, all right.
All right. My turn. Parks. What's a problem in the parks and how would you fix it?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
It's the same toilet paper in the resorts as in the parks.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a problem, though, I don't think.
No.
I find it would be more of a problem in the resorts, personally.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're doing toilet paper business in the parks...
It does. You got
business.
Yeah. You can also bring your own toilet paper.
I'm not bringing my own toilet paper into the park. I don't even like to bring a bag. Certainly not a bag full of toilet paper. And if I were the security guard, I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you bringing? No, what are you doing? We got toilet paper in here.
We bring the gentleman wipes.
That's perfectly fine.
They're good for sweat, too.
I would question you at security if you brought in rolls of toilet paper.
A full
paper.
Roll of toilet paper?
No, well, if you got one you
roll,
bring two.
Fine.
What are you doing with it?
One roll, you could...
I would question it.
But... You could see where it would be. Two, three rolls.
That you're up to something. I don't even care what it
castle.
Is, but throw it away.
Is there vodka in those toilet paper rolls?
You're up to something. I don't care what it is, but you're not doing it. You're not bringing it in here.
All right. I'm going to go with a practical one. Get rid of FastPass.
They did.
Go with the... Go with the Disneyland Paris system. You can buy one ticket for one ride for like however much, individual lightning lane for everything, Or you can buy the Super Pass, one ride on everything, for $100 per person per day on the cheap days. If we're going to do it, do it. And I think that would make the lines go faster.
It certainly would make those lines go faster.
Yeah.
Those Genie Plus.
Yeah. Like,
you don't talk about Lightning Lane. Boy.
Yeah. We'll pay a convenience fee. And generally, like $20, $30 is fine. We'll pay that most every day that we go, right? Mm-hmm. $100 a day per person, like $200. That's an extra ticket.
It is.
For each of us.
Yeah.
And like, I don't got that kind of cheddar to throw around in addition to already paying a lot of money for.
I think Michael would pay the $100 for him, but not for you. And I think he would get his money's worth out of it.
Yeah.
But people like you and I probably would not.
I would
ride everything once. Like, oh,
all right. Well, that's all you can ride. The $100 is just one ride. Yeah, but he would stay
longer and wait in line for things.
He would do the $100. And also buy an individual for each of the rides.
Yes.
And then wait in line.
How many times would you ride Guardians on one of those days, Michael? And what is your record on a day? Four? Five?
Yeah, five comes to mind, but I don't remember.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I think you make it super expensive.
Yeah.
It changes the math quite literally.
Yeah, I'm with it. And Universal has been doing it for years, and they seem to be happy with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I did see a thing the other day where they did a survey about opening the Tron standby queue. So they're already thinking about getting rid of that virtual queue as well.
That's so weird that they haven't done that for Guardians yet.
I don't know. I get maybe there's just not enough room. They don't want people to stand outside all that much there.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, Tron has more indoor space. And canopy space. Guardians is just outside on the side.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually it'll go down. But we said, even Seven Dwarfs, I mean, at least there's shade out there if you're out there in the heat. Same as the former Splash Mountain out there in the area.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would get rid of Fast Pass Genie Plus altogether.
Yeah.
That would be my thing. I think it's a detriment to everyone else in the park.
Yeah.
People that have it, including myself. I mean, I'll still get it if it's offered.
I can't go that far. I would bring back original paper Fast Pass.
Run across the park to get it.
If you want it that bad,
get it.
Send a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would get rid of Living with the Land because it's garbage.
All right, Will, it's your turn. Well, would you look at that? It landed on parks again.
Well, I'll be darned.
Dang.
All right. How can we make Christmas more magical in the parks? I.e., make it more like Disneyland, where Christmas threw up on Disneyland every time. My first idea is turn Galaxy's Edge into Life Day Galaxy's Edge for like months. Except you don't have to put Chewbacca in those weird red robes and everything. Just put lights everywhere and make it cool.
Yeah.
A big tree with, you know, like monsters and stuff on it.
You know what I would do? Do a Haunted Mansion Disneyland type of thing, but for Rock and Roller Coaster, change the music to Run, Run, Rudolph, and you're flying, and like change all those prop pieces to like flying to the North Pole or something.
Fine.
I don't know.
Fine.
Delivering presents. Vortices,
I think
whatever.
It should be seasonal as is. Just put projections on those things.
I mean, Avengers Flight Force is all projections, so if they switched it to that, then they could do whatever they want.
Yeah. You could do a Easter Bunny spin with the famous Easter song, Hippity Hoppity. Mm-hmm. Let's have some scotchity.
Beach Boys in the summer. I love the Beach Boys. You take that back.
I don't love the Beach
Boys.
Well,
then you're just wrong about life. You don't understand joy. Michael?
I would do like you were saying, Christmas throughout the parks, not just like on Main Street or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see Christmas lights in Adventureland or in Fantasyland. Make it how Rapunzel would have decorated for
you know, in the bathroom.
Futuristic Christmas in Tomorrowland. I don't know. Just have more of it.
I agree.
No Haunted Mansion holiday, though.
No, absolutely not.
None of that nightmare.
But
make a separate ride.
You want to retheme? It's a Small World. It's the best Christmas. Right there. It's the best right holiday overlay. Yeah, the best anything overlay.
Yeah. It's easy too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are, so you could do that at like, if they want to do more projections too, they could do the Space Mountain projections as well, like they do at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to take some work, but still, and it'll still hurt your back. But, you know, Tron, red and green instead of blue. There you go. I mean, just little things here and there.
Yeah.
But, you know, bring back those crazy things they had. Remember in Epcot between World Showcase and World Future?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those big light things. Those were cool. Somehow, somewhere put the Osborne lights out of storage, bring those back somewhere since I never saw them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Put them around World Showcase.
Fine. Do it.
Put them on the Star Cruiser.
Put them anywhere. I don't care.
Literally anywhere.
Just do it.
Make the Star Cruiser a Christmas lights walkthrough.
All right, Michael. Marvel.
Let me think for a second.
Hmm.
All right. If you could ask Kevin Feige anything about the MCU and you know he would tell you the answer, what would you ask?
How are we bringing in the mutants? I want to know. That's the only thing I want to know. Like, I could give a rip about the Final Four. I could give a rip about the new Avengers. I could give a rip about the young Avengers. Anybody who's been established so far. How are you bringing in the mutants? I want to know.
Like anybody? Even like Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't need him back.
You keep this up, he's just going to tell you we're doing Wolverine like we did before.
Ugh, I don't want Wolverine. I want mutants, and I want to know how it's happening.
I figure that's what you would say.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I'd try not to be snarky, but mainly, what's going on, man? Why can't you guys get a hit? What happened? Did you stop selling your soul to the devil? Or every movie made $1 billion? What's going on? And was getting critically acclaimed? What happened?
He made 30 movies that were all amazing.
What happened?
Disney Plus.
I blame the COVID.
Ike Perlmutter.
Yeah, it was just a lot of things at the same time.
Yeah.
At Disney Plus, you have COVID, you have strikes, you have...
Post-endgame fatigue.
Yeah.
There was that too.
So much happening or that happened at the same time that could have contributed.
Yep. The rise of MAGA and Donald Trump.
I still say you could have ended it and rebooted the whole thing after Endgame. To be a brand new story again.
They kind of did.
Yeah, but they didn't. Like, but they could have.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
I would ask him tell me the entire current plan.
Yeah.
Or what the original plan was when Endgame finished, what that plan was, and what they've changed since all this stuff has been going on.
I wonder if their original plan after Endgame was, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it. I wonder how they, how well they thought the Eternals was going to do, honestly. And if, because that was the first big one that didn't do well at all.
Yeah.
Like the movie.
I think they probably thought it was going to do really well.
It's a shame. It was on the other night. I watched 5 minutes of it as I was flipping around.
You have to watch more.
And it was that part I hated.
What part?
Where that guy was, you know, mesmerizing the whole town or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, that's not cool.
I love Eternals.
Yeah,
me too.
After I asked my question, I would ask him to make another Eternal.
Yeah, I would. My question would be,
he's not a genie.
Can you not do what he asked, please?
You don't have to see it, but don't take away other people's fun.
Yeah, both of them.
I don't know. There is a subreddit with a lot of people like us out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're Eternals, hidden among the population.
Yeah. All right. Marvel. Which of the announced Marvel projects do you think were, quote, quietly canceled by Bob Iger? So for context, Bob Iger did an investor call or something, and he was like, yeah, we're lowering the frequency of content that's coming out. And we've quietly canceled a few projects. So which ones do you think they've been canceled? So here's the upcoming, according to an Esquire magazine, everything that's been announced through 2027. Deadpool and Wolverine, not canceled.
No, I think they're going to do that one.
That'd be a waste of money.
Yeah.
X-Men, well, it's been done.
X-Men 97.
Oh no, that's definitely happening.
Yeah, that's coming out. Agatha Darkhold Diaries.
It's done. It's happening.
Yeah. I think that's coming out because like, this year. People like Agatha.
Yeah, I mean, it was WandaVision did very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Captain America, Brave New World.
Definitely. It's almost done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thunderbolts.
They just started. There was a rumor it was being like pushed back again, but they started filming.
Here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Didn't they replace somebody?
The director, I believe.
And they brought in another writer to kind of polish things.
Yeah.
The writer from The Beef.
Polish.
No. The Bear.
The Bear.
The Bear.
The Final Four.
Fantastic Four.
It's happening.
Blade. I think this one's getting canceled.
Wasn't he? So I read a rumor this week that he was going to be in one of these things. Daredevil, I think, right? Possibly.
Midnight Suns.
What's that?
That's like with all the supernatural characters like Moon Knight and Blade.
Oh, that's definitely not happening. There's no way that.
Well, they haven't announced it.
Well, definitely not happening.
I think it'll happen. I don't think they're quietly canceling anything. I feel like when Marvel cancels something, they let everyone know like right away.
Oh, Star Wars definitely quietly cancels things.
Like what?
Well, the trilogy for Rian Johnson.
Tarantino, wasn't he making one?
No, yeah, he was going to do a Star Trek. The Wonder Woman.
Patty Jenkins.
Kevin Feige was going to have one. Mm. The David Benioff and David Weiss was going to have one. Nope.
Yeah.
And Rogue Squad.
That was the Patty Jenkins one.
Okay. Yeah. There was going to be another one too.
Yeah. Disney's move is to just, what? I don't.
No,
no, we weren't going to.
I don't remember talking about
it. We never talked about redoing Spaceship Earth.
No.
Why? What are you talking? That's weird.
A Mary Poppins and try. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. You never know.
So, Blade. I think Blade.
Probably not.
Ironheart. I don't know that that's going to come out.
I don't want it.
It's done.
What do you mean it's done? Is it?
It's done, yeah.
Oh. Oof.
But wasn't it done like long ago?
My interest in it.
I mean, I don't know when it was done. It was done after Wakanda Forever, and that was last year.
It's the only thing I didn't like about Wakanda Forever was her getting too worn into that.
Yeah.
She's fine. I think if she had been introduced in the show, I might have liked her more.
Yeah. Well, maybe the show will make you like her more.
Maybe. I'll watch
Kang Dynasty?
Well,
it's already been.
They're doing an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a part of my question to Kevin Feige. What's the plan?
Yeah. What's going on? Daredevil Born Again. Yes. What if Armor Wars?
Oh, yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
They haven't talked about that in a while.
Didn't they change it to a movie from a series recently?
They did change it to a movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe that's step one before we changed it to a nothing.
I think anything is suspect if it hasn't actually been announced as actually happening and like anything about it. Like Armor Wars was just, hey, there's going to be Armor Wars, but no director, no writers.
Yeah. I mean, even when Marvel was still on a super, super like roll, they still cancel stuff that they announced
or
move things out of order, et cetera. So like,
all right, untitled live-action Wakanda series and the Eyes of Wakanda animated series.
That one they just announced. I would be surprised if they canceled that.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Live-action, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't talked about that in a long time.
Spider-Man, freshman year.
Apparently there are issues there.
Like Sony issues?
I read a half of it. Yeah, a Sony thing. Mm. They're even arguing about, that's the animated one, right?
Yeah.
Apparently they're even arguing about that. Like there's a thing.
Yeah. Marvel Zombies. I hope it gets canceled.
Well, it seems cheap. They'll probably make it.
And Iman Vellani said that she's already recorded her stuff for it.
I still hope it gets canceled.
It's cheap.
I hope she gets paid and it gets
canceled. You don't have to watch it.
Vision Quest.
What's that?
It's the White Vision.
White Vision.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot he existed.
Yeah. So they haven't mentioned that one in a long
time. Wasn't that a skateboarding movie in the 80s?
I think so. Wonder Man.
That's filming right now, so.
Oh, who's he?
It's, I don't know how to say his name. Oh, the actor?
I don't even know who the character is.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen II.
What does he do?
He's, I think he's like an actor that plays like a superhero, and then he becomes a superhero or something like that.
Also star Ben Kingsley is the former Mandalorian.
Nope.
Demetrius
Christ. Trevor Slattery? Is that it?
And Ed Harris is Wonder Man's agent.
Oh, cool. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to work in the desert anymore.
Secret Wars. Yes, that was
100%. That's happening.
Nova.
I don't know.
I feel like, well, I don't know. Now that we got Fantastic Four and mutants to worry about, I feel like Nova is probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
A great big no.
Probably like. And what is there? Is he a character?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the Nova Corps.
Yeah, he's like a character.
But didn't they blow up that planet?
Yeah, but
they didn't blow up the planet. They destroyed the planet.
Yeah, I think he did like a 50%
like the land and stuff. Like yeah. I don't think
he did. He did his thing. Okay. He went and reduced their population by half.
Xandar.
Yeah, Xandar. Okay. But there's still Xandarians out there.
Okay,
you know, here and there.
Okay, I was just asking questions.
All right.
I'm just asking questions.
All right, Will, last spin for you. Resorts.
All right, what are we going to do with that Galactic Star Cruiser? And Michael, it's not a Christmas walkthrough. it's not big enough for that.
It could smell like Christmas trees. You could go through during the rain because it's inside.
That's your best idea.
Could you make it that warehouse from Indiana Jones?
What are you going to do in there?
Store your magical artifacts?
Whatever you do, don't open this box.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Spirit Halloween store. The memes that were going around.
Yeah, I think high-end Star Wars hotel with nice toilet paper. Yeah,
we talked about this a few weeks ago, too. There was... I could see a day trip, like dinner theater style thing where you take a shuttle over there, Galactic Review. Yeah, something, but an action series. And you could have multiple like rooms of it too, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't have to just do one, like, you know, so they can, you know, you could have dinner and a show. Because they were already doing that on the last night of the tour. Put some more money into it where you don't have to actually keep, you know, people there and keep them overnight, you know? So you could have like multiple rooms and... Yeah, Chewbacca's running around with a gun and whatnot. That's great.
I like that. And you could also make it seasonal. So like one time part of the year, it's Star Wars. Another part of the year, it could be like you're on a helicarrier for Marvel. Like it's a Marvel storyline.
I can't do that.
Why?
East of the Mississippi.
Oh. Well, some,
no, it's above. It's up.
Oh, okay.
It's a helicarrier.
Some sort of Marvel spaceship-like thing that they're allowed to use.
Tomorrowland.
So do you drive? How do you get there? Take a bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make it like a... The same way you would get to Fort Wilderness. Like,
so my thing was keep it Star Wars so you could take shuttle over there.
Then that wouldn't work.
From Galaxy's. But no, it's fine. You can do it different. Like, that's fine too. Like different times a year, you know. And then people could rent it out too and you could have like a, you know, a day trip over there. And
slumber party.
Yeah.
Mitzvahs, bar and bot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a bunch of stuff over there to play with already, even before you plus it up.
All right. Michael, you ready for your final spin?
Sure. I hope it's movies.
You're in luck. It's movies.
Yes. All right. So we've talked about Star Wars and we've talked about Marvel. Besides those, what kind of film do you think Disney could make that'll get people to want to go to the theater again instead of waiting for it to go on streaming?
And keep in mind, if it's a really good answer, they may hire you because they also want to know the answer to this question.
So for Disney, probably the last big one was Pirates, right?
Where people had to go see it in the theater?
Yeah. Where it made like a huge kind of impact.
You mean non-animated?
Yeah.
Or photo real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There aren't many non-Disney classic remakes I think you need to do something that has spectacle, like it's very big and very like something that captures the imagination. So you could do like a space thing. You could do I wouldn't go see a Western. But I would see like an urban fantasy type of thing or something like a Kingdom Keepers thing where the parks come to life. Like I think you need to make something that's big and new, even if it's based off of some existing IP. It needs to just take the kernel of the existing IP and then make its own thing. And like a lot of the movies that have come out recently feel like committee movies with kind of a soulless story, characters that don't really, that aren't really fully formed. Like it just, it seems like movies to make movies. Like your Tomorrowland, I think they could have done something better with that. Like made the whole thing in Tomorrowland. Jungle Cruise, it was fun, but it was just the Rock rocking.
I love the Jungle.
What else? Mary Poppins Returns was,
that was good.
It was big, that was good. It was a big hit. But again, it's just a sequel.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that's how you get people to come right now. Like
right.
That's the biggest like hit of the last few years, probably since COVID. I don't know about money wise, but like Top Gun, Maverick.
Yeah.
Like that got everybody back. Like even if you didn't really love Top, you guys went to see it. Didn't really love Top Gun. But like, Top Gun. Yeah.
Avatar: The Way of Water.
Yeah, that did it too. Yeah. I mean, it's like
it needs to be a big enough spectacle that you want to see it in the theater too.
Yeah. Word of mouth, everything, gotta go see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And until the last couple of years, that's been a Star Wars or a Marvel thing. You know, they get, you know, one out of three, you know, that's like a huge hit.
And I think what helps that too is bring the budget down. Like you don't need a $250 million movie every time you do, because every time you do one of those, then if you make less than $1 billion, the internet's just going to say it was a huge flop and a huge failure. And when you have that much money invested in it, that those are the movies that feel like they become kind of soulless and committee-y. Where if you're like, you know, here's $50 million, you can't afford The Rock, so don't put The Rock in it. And you got to go with story. Like The Creator, right? Like that was made for 20 cents and in 10 days. And it's really good and amazing looking.
But it's one of those things. If we had the answers, we'd have higher paying jobs too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, going into this, my answer was going to be there isn't one. But
it's out there. I mean,
I think it's just hard to get people to go to the theater for a lot of reasons. Dude's
making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Somehow Avatar did too. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It got people.
And you also, you have to stop releasing movies on Disney Plus.
So
like,
quickly.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because
all the streaming services we have waited, to.
So when we were growing up, the summer movies came out on video for Christmas.
Yeah, just
like
about.
You had to wait that long to see.
And then they were on HBO maybe by the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. May have been shorter than that, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. There were long leads on. Like if you wanted to see
this
movie,
but they also stayed in
be,
theaters a lot longer then too.
Because they didn't, you know, have as many movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Ghostbusters or Back to the Future was in the theaters for like 2-3 months, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a different time. I don't know that it's going to get back where we'll have this as much, because I mean people like staying at home and watching movies there, especially with kids.
Well, also movie theaters have changed to accommodate that, right? Like they've raised prices and removed a bunch of the seats and made the seats more comfortable and made it a better experience.
Some of them.
Yeah. All right. And that's it, right?
Yep.
That is it for the wheel.
That was some good wheel.
Yeah. All right. If you have ideas for any of these wheel topics, I don't know, email us at info@tfppodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram, Threads, and Reddit @/TFP Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. There's some pretty awesome t-shirts at shop.tfppodcast.com and some Patreon-only content. It's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/TFP Podcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Did we do this before?
Yeah, we did.
Huh.
It was the This Week in Disney History.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That and the Hidden Mickey. I used to alternate between the Hidden Mickey and...
Oh,
yeah.
No memory to that.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
10 years.
No memory whatsoever.
10 years it's been.
10 years we've been rusting, making podcasts for a dusting. Landed on potato.
We had potato.
I forgot what that was, but
I remember I had a topic that Potato Land episode of that Disney or Mickey Mouse show. I was trying to think of something that was
I don't know why that was funny. It's gonna be a long show.